Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masech des Sukkah. Peri Gimel, Mishnah Tes Vav. Sagt die Mishnah, Mekabelas Isha, a woman may accept. A lulav, miyad bina, from her son. Umiyad bala, or from her husband, literally from her son's hand. Or from her husband's hand. Umachziras elamayim, and return it to the water b'Shabbos, so that it shouldn't, like, shrivel up. The chiddush is, even though the woman is patrim in a tilas lulav, because it's a mitzvah to say she's man grama, she can still take it from her husband and from her son to help them fulfill the mitzvah. We don't say, well, being that it's not a mitzvah for her, it should be muktzah for her. No. She has this chus of helping her son or her husband or really anyone else perform the mitzvah. The Meiri holds, even though the woman is pater, that means she doesn't have to perform the mitzvah of Dalad Mina, but if she wants to, she can. So therefore, it's not muktzah for her. She has an option to perform the mitzvah, although she's not obligated. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda isn't arguing with the Tanakhama, he's explaining the words of the Tanakhama, and he says that L'maisa, there's a chilek between Yom Tov and Shabbos. B'Shabbos machzirin. On Shabbos, the only thing you can do, Taka, is to take the lulav and put it back into the water. But you can't add any other water, because if you would add other water, it looks like you're like watering the Zeroyim on Shabbos. Or others learn it's just too hard. On Shabbos, you want to be memayit, the tircha. We want you to rest as much as possible. So whatever the case may be, on Shabbos, all you can do is return it to water. Be Yom Tov, but on Yom Tov, when Yom Tov doesn't fall on Shabbos, there's a greater kola. Be Yom Tov mesifet. A Yom Tov, not only are you allowed to return it into the water, you can even add more water. But note, you can add more water. You can't change the water. U'b'mayid during chalamayid machlifin. Not only can you, but there's a mitzvah to change the water in the keli and to put fresh water there so that the lulav remains fresh and nice. Of course, this mission is talking about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, when the lulav was taken on Shabbos. But Bizman Hazeh, we don't take a lulav on Shabbos at all. For us, the lulav is muktzah. And if you by mistake took it out of the water, then you're not allowed to return it. Vaitres like the Mishnah Katan Hayidayil in Aneya. A katan who knows the halacha, he knows how you do ninuyim to the four different directions and on top and on the bottom. Milo Moirid. So Chayiv, his father's mechuyiv midrabanan to be mechanachim balulav in the mitzvah of lulav. If he knows how to shake it, then the time has come to be mechanachim in the mitzvah of lulav. Okay, quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that the woman can take the lulav from her son or from her husband. It is not muktzah for her, even though she doesn't have a chiyiv on the mitzvah of dalad minim, never, because it's a mitzvah seishas magrama, and she can return it to water on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda explains it's only on Shabbos that she can put it back into the water. If it's Yom Tov, she can even add water, and during Chalamoid, she can change the water, and we even said it's a mitzvah to change the water to make sure that the dalad minim remain fresh. And we concluded by saying that a katan who knows how to wave, who knows how to shake the lulav, he knows it has to be raised and lowered and waved back and forth. Chayiv belulav, his father's mechuyiv to be mechanachim in the mitzvah.